With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. State legislative sessions are underway across the nation, and farmers are being encouraged to get involved. As the well-known population distribution favors urban areas, so does the balance of rural and urban lawmakers. Marianne Cooper with the Farm Bureau says farmers can't be discouraged, and they need to continue to tell their story, not only educate lawmakers, but their neighbors as well.
You know, anymore in public policy, we do feel a little like we're playing a game of whack-a-mole where, you know, you spend a long time fighting something only to find it pop up in a different arena or in a different format. And I think that does get discouraging for our folks over time, but I also do feel like they are resilient and adaptive.
And Cooper says with so many key pieces of legislation before state lawmakers, it's important that farmers make calls, write letters, or even travel to their state capital. And while it can be time-consuming, it's also important that farmers remember that fewer and fewer lawmakers are connected to the ag industry.
Yeah, they're not going to inherently understand you. It's going to take a lot of education and a lot of work to get them there, but we have a number of success stories of legislators that had no idea about anything about agriculture, or they said, oh yeah, I go to my local farmer's market and I like them, but I don't know anything beyond that. And if you spend time and invest, there's a lot of people you can reach.
And she says farmers and ranchers have to keep telling their story so somebody else doesn't tell their story for them. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.